Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Hello again, friends, and welcome inside, at least for me, the Riverland Roofing Studios. Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs, 662-644-4297, riverlandroofing.com. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter. I write and talk about your Rebels for Rebel Grove. That's Rebel Grove, an affiliate of On3. Sign up today for just $1. And joining me now is Ole Miss basketball guard Travis Perry. Travis, my friend, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. How are you?
I'm good, man. Thanks for joining me today. Official practice has started for y'all last week. If memory serves, it's been a long weekend, buddy. I'm kind of running on fumes today on this Monday as we record here. But y'all started official basketball practices recently. How has that been going so far for you, man? And just for the team in general, what have practices been like?
Yeah, no, it's been going very good. Obviously, we had a good summer together, getting to kind of know everyone, kind of build that chemistry bond on and off the court. So you get to go against each other all summer. And then whenever official practice starts, it kind of has that new, not new season feel, but just that new energy and life about it again. You get to start something new. So we were very excited for that. Get to have a little bit longer practices, kind of dive into the, you know, sets, all the specific things, punches that we have throughout our offense and defense. So it's been really good for us. I feel like the team's really grown this first week, pushed ourselves to new limits. So it's been a good week.
As far as this team coming together, it's a easy storyline. It's an obvious storyline, but it's one that you're going to keep getting asked about because it's true. You got so much new on this team. Only two guys that contributed to Ole Miss winning basketball last year, the Sweet 16 run, Malik Dia and Eduardo Klofke. So a lot of new with this roster and what Chris Beard will be relying on as far as trying to make another run with an NCAA tournament team. You've been here for a while now, and I'm sure at first it was a lot different than it is now. How's this team kind of come together, not just as a basketball team? What have you seen from that side of it, obviously, but also from a practice standpoint, a chemistry standpoint, locker room standpoint? What have you really seen about this team and how it's come together?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, it's very uncommon in today's age of college basketball to have a lot of carryover on a team. So I think that's something that our guys are very used to and very comfortable with, being able to come in. I mean, obviously it's hard still coming in and, you know, not only making great teammates with somebody, but making bonds on the court, off the court with them. So that's something that the summer was really good for us to work on. I think the summer we got to know each other a lot, kind of had some freedom to learn each other's games, just a little bit of play your own basketball. And now it's kind of the coaches have reeled it in a little bit more, and we're going to play Ole Miss basketball exactly how we want to play it on the offensive side and defensive side. So I think that's been something that, you know, kind of learning your teammates first and then learning the system has been very good for us, and I think it's really connected us as a unit on the court. You know, there's little nicks that you have to learn about each player. There's stuff you have to know their personnel almost more than you know yourself to be able to play with them successfully on the court. Certain guys do things better than other guys. So everybody has their strengths and weaknesses. So I think that's been the biggest thing, is just coming together and learning each guy's strength, his weakness, what he likes to do, how he likes to play the game, what gets him going every day, and just trying to keep that mindset every day has been important for us.
As far as your role and what Chris demands and expects and wants out of you, you primarily played off the ball, I would say, against when you were at Kentucky, but now you can handle the ball. You can play a number of different positions. As far as what they are asking of you and how they're wanting to kind of use you and utilize you, what was the recruiting pitch and what has it been like so far? What is the role carve out that they have so far for you?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at the head of that is just play winning basketball. That's something that you know, the culture here is above everything else, is just to play winning basketball, make plays that lead to wins, whether it's on the defensive side of the ball. Obviously, there's a ton of stuff that you're focused on, but we talk about MIGs every single day. Most important guy being a guy that gets a lot of MIGs, making plays that kind of, you know, shift the momentum in our favor, get us the ball back when we shouldn't really have it. So that's something that I've been really focusing on, just, you know, playing a well-rounded game, taking care of the ball, being a guy that doesn't turn the ball over, has a great assist to turnover ratio, finding open teammates, making the extra pass, not turning down open shots, like all those things kind of come together to do what I said at first, and just play winning basketball above all else, no matter what the stats say. Just be focused on a team win every single day.
Is there one area when you first got here that, yeah, you saw some things with this team that looked good? And I mean, Chris has raved about the athleticism, the potential depth of this team, talked about how it's really tough to you know, see who the guys are because they're all kind of in the same batch together. It's that deep, right? Like there's so many guys that could contribute to this thing. So is there like an area for this team since the day you first got here to now that's really improved and jumps out to you as a spot where, like, wow, we're a little better there, or maybe something that you didn't see coming that you're like, dang, we're pretty strong in that way too?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's a few. I think we've gotten a lot better at protecting the ball throughout the year. I mean, that's something that you grow at, learning the offense. You make a lot less mistakes. I think it's also we've grown in, like I said, learning each other's games. But for me, it's kind of just been like the energy that we come in with every day. You know, as you get closer and closer to the season, you would expect that. But I feel like we've had guys kind of step up, lead the charge a little bit, and make sure that we come in every day with a high energy and ready to play.
You've been asked about it before, but you haven't been asked about it on my show. And here on Talk of Champions, I'm asking my man Travis Perry, you wanted to go to Kentucky. That was the dream. And you got to go to Kentucky. It had to be hard to make the decision to leave. But how hard was it for you?
Yeah, obviously, I think for anybody when they transfer, it's a difficult decision. You know, you build connections, you build bonds at a certain place that you're at. And, you know, being an in-state kid, going to a place like Kentucky is, you know, it makes it even more difficult. But for me, it was just having faith in the plan that God has for me, knowing that no matter what the outside world thinks, anybody thinks, that the people that really matter the most, that tight circle for me, are going to, you know that this is the decision I'm making, and we're going to ride with it and love that decision, love me for it, love me through it. And I feel like just, you know, talking to Coach Beard throughout the process kind of gave me ease in that, comfort in that, just talking about, you know, the journey that I want for my life and the trajectory I want for my basketball career. That was something that kind of made it easier for me coming down the stretch.
I mean, getting into the portal, that's for you in a first-time experience, I've got to assume that, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, you don't know what's coming, right? You don't know what to expect possibly. What was that like the minute you hit the portal and the calls and texts start coming in? Is it, how crazy does it actually get?
Yeah, it's definitely very overwhelming. You know, you enter the portal and your phone kind of starts blowing up. You have to, you know, during high school, you go through that process. You have to kind of do it again, but it's like sped up like 1,000 times quicker. So that was something that was obviously difficult to navigate. Obviously, you're blessed to have those opportunities and be wanted in the portal. But, you know, for me, I tried to make it as businesslike and as efficient as possible. Just go through it and talk to people I had relationships with, talk about the plan for me, talk about what I wanted with my next step, with my parents, with all the people that are important for the decision-making process for me, and really just make the best decision for myself. And like I said, just love it and be happy with it.
You're getting all these schools calling you. Some of them say, hey, man, you haven't even thought about us yet, but listen to our situation. I'm sure you've got it. Like you said, you went by a checklist. You know what you were looking for, and you have to stick to it. So what was, like, your checklist? What did schools have to have when you considered them once you decided to enter the portal?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a checklist, like you said. You know, I wanted to make sure it was a place that I could really have a trust and build a good relationship with the coach. I think that's important. That's something that you know, Coach Beard and I have a great relationship with me and my family. Also, just the fit was right. Like, it's in college basketball, fit is very important. Going into a place that plays a style, it can help expand your game. I think, you know, Ole Miss being a defensive-minded place was very intriguing for me to be able to come in as, you know, not many people consider me a defensive player. So be able to come into a situation like that and really expand my game on that side of the ball was very intriguing for me. But those were two of the main things, just the fit, the role, and just having a trust and relationship with the coach.
And your relationship with Chris dates back to high school. Do you remember the first time, like, Chris Beard ever got in touch with you? What was that like?
Yeah, no, that was very exciting. I was actually at my little brother's baseball game at the ball field, and he called me, so I got to talk to him out there for a little bit. You know, I've always just, you know, Coach Beard, the main thing that you think about him when you talk to him is just, obviously, he's super smart, knows a lot about the game, but he just cares about winning above all else. Like, that's what it comes down to. You know, he's going to take care of the guys that he has on his team, take care of his staff, take care of the people that are important to him, and make sure that everyone that we come in contact with is trying to help us win. Like, that's the message all across. If we bring someone into our locker room to talk to us, they've either won, they've done something to impact winning. So that's something that, I mean, who doesn't love winning? I love winning more than anything. So being able to learn from a guy like that every single day has been really important for me.
As far as once you get in there and you start talking to Chris again, what was the pitch? What did he first say to you about how he wanted to utilize you and how you could fit with this team? I mean, did he bring up, you know, any kind of guy last year that really contributed to winning basketball for him? Like that, oh, I could see you doing this for us just like so-and-so did. Did any of that kind of stuff kind of come up?
I mean, yeah, there's always comparisons like that. You know, there's little things that you can take from each guy. Whenever you have such a successful team like that with guards that made the game so easy for them, I think that's something that you want to watch and kind of learn from them how they could impact winning in this program. But really, the pitch was just come in and you know, he's going to lay out the things that I need to do to be successful and kind of expand my role. You know, I think I was probably seen primarily as a shooter in the past. So that's something that I've really been working on, trying to add more to my game, be more confident and comfortable in that, and going out there and being a complete player and playing a big role for us.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in full swing, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Playing on Underdog is easy. Simply pick whether your favorite players in any sport will go higher or lower on stats. For Ole Miss, that's touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Think Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss will go over or under 2.5 combined touchdowns this week? I did too. It's why I made my picks on Underdog, the place to win money all season long. Ole Miss greats DK Metcalf and AJ Brown have been winning picks all season long in the NFL. Get your picks right and you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And you can play with as little as $1. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code, CHAMPIONS, to score $100 in bonus funds or entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia. Must be present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See UnderdogFantasy.com for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
As far as ball handling, man, how has that come along for you once you do get the ball in your hands and you got to do some point guard responsibilities? Because it's inevitably going to happen as the season approaches here. How have you kind of grown in that way? Have you seen growth as you've gotten under Chris and tried to start, like you said, expand your game on the defensive side, but also with the playmaker, the ball handling in that way? Have you seen growth?
Yeah, definitely. That's something, you know, that he talks about it every day. There's a certain amount of time in each day. What are you doing with your time? So making sure that I make time every day to work on that, work on the areas that need growth, work on my ball handling, obviously always going to work on my shooting, working on the reads, watching the film. Every day you get to go to practice. And one of the best parts of practice is getting to end practice and go and see your film, being able to learn from yourself and have another opportunity the next day to do it. So we don't ever take that for granted. So I think that aspect has made it easier, but also, like I said, like learning in the game, learning the film room for me has been really important. Obviously I didn't go to like a huge high school, so film was kind of on you. Like I would watch it with my dad or with my teammates, but it wasn't everyday breakdown with the coaches. So that's something that has really helped me expand my game, because having control of the ball is one thing, but knowing what you're trying to do with it, who you're going to find, where the reads are, makes it so much easier and so much more comfortable for you.
You are Mr. Kentucky basketball. I mean, look, you scored the most points in Kentucky state history, right? I mean, you're that dude, okay? So do you remember, like, the one game where you were really cooking? You know what I'm talking about? Like, the one where it didn't matter what they threw at you. Like, the ball was going in. Is there a legendary Travis Perry High School game? You had a lot of them if you scored 50,000 points, man.
Yeah, there might be a couple. I don't remember one specifically. The games I kind of remember more like the state tournament games whenever we were winning down the stretch. Those were some good ones, having some good endings to those games. There were a couple games that I got pretty hot, but those kind of, you know, those come and go in the memory. The big wins, I think, are what stick around the most.
Where does the range extend out to? Are you like, once I'm past half court, I can get it in there? I mean, like, what's the range like, TP? Give me something.
No, definitely. That's something I've been working on. You know, Coach Beard has been talking to me about that, being a guy that shoots from the 4-point line, having it a little bit deeper out there. That's obviously, for a guy like me, if you have that range, it makes you so much more versatile. So in my head, I'm obviously thinking that I can shoot it anywhere inside half court. Shooting those consistently in practice? Not yet, but we're definitely getting there and working on those.
All right, so your new teammates, I want to ask about a couple of them. The first, Elias Carmerdine, he was the last arrival. What's it been like integrating him into y'all's group that took a summer to get used to each other? Now a new guy comes in again, a French guy who a lot of talent. There's a language barrier in some ways, but like, how is he blended? How have y'all brought him into the family, so to speak?
Yeah, he's blended very well. Elias is a great player. You know, it might seem like really hard to blend somebody in so late in the process, but whenever you bring in a guy like that, that's so much experience playing the game of basketball, like he knows it in and out, it makes it pretty easy. He's pretty easy, pretty fun to play with for sure. So, I mean, kind of the main thing is just always having your hands ready, because if he's dribbling the ball, he's liable to pass it and throw it and hit you in the face. So just always having your hands ready with him. But no, he's been great on both sides of the ball, being kind of working at being a leader for us, talking through things, kind of getting in guys in the right spots. But he can really play the game, so he's going to help us a lot.
Y'all's practices as far as guards, and bigs too, but you're a guard, they have to be like crazy competitive. Y'all have a lot of dudes in that room. What's it like in practice right now? It's got to be – I mean, y'all going to be battle-tested by season time.
For sure. Yeah, no, we have – I think that's something that is so great about our team. We have so much depth at those positions, especially like for me, getting to go against great guards every day. Getting to go against Elias, who, you know, his record is speaks for himself. He's played pro for so long, like is a pro's pro, like knows how to play the game. Corn coming from Louisville and Washington, like sixth man of the year at Washington, can really play the game of basketball, like knows how to play, has that kind of vet leadership to him. Kez coming from High Point, like played great for them, took them very far in the NCAA. They made it to the NCAA tournament and stuff, had a lot of good wins, played a lot of high-profile teams, like getting to go against those guys. Klafke coming back as a returner here, getting to play against all those guys every single day. You know, first it makes you come in the gym ready every day. You have to come in ready to play the game, or else you're going to get exposed that day. And also just makes it easier to learn. Like, you've got returners that have experience with Klafke. They can come out there and walk you through the stuff, but also going and against guys that are vets that have played the game. Like I kind of feel almost like I'm a vet for our team, but I've only played college basketball 1 year. Like, some of these guys have played a lot of years of college basketball. So still being able to learn from them is very important, I think.
Well, three top 100 freshman signees, and in the transfer era, it's tough for freshmen. You gotta really work that first year to get to fight and get minutes and reps. So, what have you seen from those guys? Eduardo Klafke, but Nico Bundelo, who looks just like Chet Holmgren to me. Like, he looks the same. Tyler Jordan, and then Patton Pinkins, who's been on this podcast. And, man, I've seen and heard nothing but good things about him, too. Give me the hardcore freshman report for these three guys who could very well see the court really early for Ole Miss.
Yeah, definitely. Our freshmen are great. You know, it's hard coming into college basketball as a freshman, especially in today's age, especially in a place like this where we work at a different level. You're going to get coached hard. You're going to get coached by your teammates hard. You're going to have to play hard every day or else you're going to be held accountable for it. So that's something that, you know, it's a learning curve. So for those guys, they've came in, had a great summer, really learned a lot. And, you know, their games are coming along great right now. We've got guys like Pat's a great floor spacer for us, can really shoot the ball, really play, really score the ball. Tylus is coming into his form, like playing hard, making plays, using his length, athleticism. Like he has a pro's body. It's impossible not to see it when you watch him play the game. And then Nico in the same way, playing really hard, playing his game. I think the most important thing for them they've learned is just play their game, like come in and do what they do, like do the things that they were brought here to do, play their game, not try and, you know, expand their role outside of what they were brought here to do. And that's something that I think that they've really grasped, and it's made their games a lot better.
One of the last things, Malik Dia, he's the face returning here from a team that matched the single season greatest accomplishment in Ole Miss history last year in reaching the Sweet 16. Look, you grew up wanting to go to Kentucky, got to go to Kentucky. Kentucky's Kentucky. I mean, the history stands for itself. For Ole Miss to accomplish that and to be at a contention place consistently under Chris Beard that it's never been before, for you, like, what have you seen from Malik, and what have you thought about how the culture and Ole Miss becoming in the basketball school that it is, the growth in that way, if that makes sense?
Yeah, Malik has really been a great leader for us. You know, he's obviously is like the head returner. He's the guy that the coaches lean on to kind of mediate a lot of things for us between as the players to you know, build this chemistry that we have. But more importantly than that, I think he's kind of pushed the work ethic of the guys that we have coming in. You know, you don't really realize how hard people work until you're with them every single day. Malik's been a guy that, you know, I knew he could really play the game of basketball. Like, I know he has a great combination of size and skill and knowledge of the game. But when you actually get here, spend every day with him, and it's, you know, 7 p.m. and you're about to go home, you feel like you've done enough for the day, and Malik's just now getting back to the gym to get more shots up. That kind of brings a different mode to you. It makes you feel like that you know, you need to get back in the gym. And I think he's done that for all of our guys. That's something that I think above else is has really been important. Just seeing his work ethic, how hard he works, how hard he prepares for the game, has been really important for our team.
And then the growth of Ole Miss basketball, you just got here. Do you see it, though? I mean, because what did you think of Ole Miss before you really became an Ole Miss Rebel? You know what I mean? Like, they wanted you out of high school, but, you know, the cell is different now. Ole Miss is in a different contention place.
Definitely. I mean, I've always had good things to say and known good things about Ole Miss. I've followed it with it being so close to where I live. But, you know, when they get a coach like Chris Beard coming in here and really just taking
that's a game changer.
Yeah, for sure. Taking the program to where he has in such a quick time. You know, Beard's a guy that's going to win wherever he's at. Like, the way he coaches, like, you can see it from afar, but then when you're really, really embedded in it, you realize why, like, everything he does is focused on winning. So that's something that has been really awesome for me. Just every single day, no matter what it is, we're focused on winning that little second of the day, little minute, little hour. Like, if you win every single one of those, you're eventually going to win in the long run. So just having that mindset every day has been really, really good for us, good for me. And I think it's a reason why Ole Miss basketball is where it's at right now.
Well, last one, do you feel settled in? Does Oxford and Ole Miss, you hadn't been here that long, but does it feel like home? I mean, what's it been like transitioning to Ole Miss and Oxford and the Grove and, you know, all the culture and everything? Do you like it here?
Definitely. Yeah, it definitely feels like home. You know, it's got the Southern hospitality to it. You never miss that in Oxford. Everyone's nice to you wherever you go. Whenever you go out to eat, go to the Grove, everyone's going to make sure you have a good time and have good people around you. And yeah, I've been here since early June. So been here a good bit, honestly. So got really, really settled, have a nice place where I'm at, can go home and be happy every day. Still close enough where the parents can come down. My family can come down every now and then to see me, but now there's great people here. I'm horrible with directions, but I think I've got to where I can at least get to like get to the square and get to a couple of restaurants, get to Chick-fil-A, get to Chipotle whenever I need to every single day. So yeah.
The problem though, TP, is that those roundabouts can screw some things up for you when you don't know your way around.
The roundabouts took a little bit of adjusting. I hadn't really been, like, where I live, there's one stoplight in my town, so there's definitely no roundabouts. So that took a little bit of getting used to, but now that I'm used to those a little bit, I think I've got it under control.
The go-to meal you found so far in Oxford is from where?
Sounds awful, but Chick-fil-A.
That's okay.
Chick-fil-A.
It's still the go-to fast food.
Yeah, it's amazing. I go about every day. Coach is talking to us about our diet a lot. About the other day, he was going on about how we needed some greens. So I naturally went to Chick-fil-A and got a salad that afternoon.
Maybe put some Polynesian sauce and the nuggets on top of it.
Yeah, definitely. But no, Chick-fil-A's been it for me. Chick-fil-A or where else?
We got to get you to Volta. We got to get you to Ajax and Proud Larry's.
I've been to Ajax.
It's home cooking.
Yeah. Ajax is very good. I go to Back Nine a lot. I really like Back Nine.
Sneaky, really fun place. I didn't expect to enjoy it as much as I did. And yes, it's really dope. I've enjoyed it. I walked in there. I'm like, I suck shit at golf, but this place is kind of cool.
I really like Back Nine. Back Nine is great as well.
He's Travis Perry, Ole Miss basketball guard. So fun and great to catch up and talk to you, man. Look forward to covering you here at Ole Miss. We'll talk again soon. Best of luck, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.